That's not why I came to Hollywood.
Fucking backwards.
Bullshit.
I had to break it to you.
What's up, everybody? I have to tell you, I don't know. I have so much to say. I'm in of like a interesting place, you know, emotionally. I guess what I want to talk about is like I love doing this. You know, I have a few scripts I got to read recently, and I was reading about some movies that are like starting to go into production and a show, and I'm just not into it. And I want to know, like, do you feel that way? Obviously, we're in different jobs, but some of you are in the same space I am, like, work-wise. And I'm just thinking, like, I've never in the history of my life really just feel like none of the fluff, shit, escapism is even viable. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, we have so much going on in this world. And, you know, we're this pimple that has been a whitehead, and it's going to explode. And I think it needs to explode. And I guess what I'm saying is that it's entertainment is just not important right now. Don't you feel like that? Like, I just don't give a shit. All I care about is learning what the truth is, gathering information, seeing what's really going on, and keep going. And, like, I don't know if I'm the only one. Like, I just feel like the curtain and the veil of things have been so lifted, and I'm just so, I don't know, what's the word? I'm just like, ooh. You know? Like, I always say this. I say this, the reason we have problems is because we don't address them. So, you know, people think I'm obsessive, you know, and I am, and I get, you know, I write a bunch of notes all over the place, you know, but you know who else did that? Nikola Tesla, you know, Thomas Edison, people that created things, you know, a crazy science teacher I had did that, you know, comedians do that, musicians, busy mothers, and I just fucking feel that. Oh, God, what was I about to say? I was going to say this, is that, like, I just feel that, like, so I get up and every morning, and when I get up, I have, like, a list of shit I have written out that, like, I want to do in, like, a note so I don't forget to do it. And that's how you build a block, to build a wall, to build a room, to build a house. That's how you build your life, right? And there are some days that, you know, I don't want to do anything, so I'll escape. But I'm usually on it. And I think the pandemic has really put things in perspective for me, and I'm assuming it has for you, since we're, you know, the same blood type, where I think a layer of bullshit has been peeled off, multiple layers, actually. And people just it's like, you know, no small talk, just what's up? Or if they don't want to talk, come on, I don't want to talk, you know, just text me. Or you don't want to waste your time, you know? Your time is precious. Your time is valuable. And I have no desire to go on the road and do comedy right now. None. I don't, you know, it was nice to get off the hamster wheel and, you know, start creating in a different way. And the reason I was able to do that is because I have FOMO, you know, so if I see a bunch of things happening, I'm like, am I missing out? And that's a problem, you know, but now I know, since we're all pretty much in the same thing, except for a few people doing certain things, but I'm not missing out. Plus, I just released a special, and I feel like, you know, let that marinate a little bit. You got to live again to come up with new things. But I guess what I'm trying to say is that where are we at? You know, like, what's really important to you? This is fucking going swimmingly. Show's gonna start any second. I was passionate about this thing I want to talk about, but I'm gonna try to. I'm more relaxed now. I'm a little annoyed, so I'm fucking in that space. But you know, today we're like 8 or 9 days out to getting a new president. And I just wanted to get your opinions on the banning of Trump on Twitter. Just think about it. Think about what this is, right? Like, think about really what it is. You have a platform, which is a private company, so they are allowed to do whatever they want. They don't fall under the lines of the Constitution. So the free speech thing really doesn't apply to them. But they banned the current sitting president. They banned him. The current sitting president. Forever. Like, think about that. Think. Seriously, take that in. Like, you know, we all think that the president is the biggest job in the world, right? Which it probably is. We, you know, as Americans, even though we're narcissistic, do really believe that. We do our America. We're the fucking, you know, we're the best. Doesn't mean there's not other great countries, but people look to us. And our leader has been banned. But not only there, he's been banned across everywhere. This motherfucker can't even get a Friendster account. Think about that. I mean, I'm not in the war business, but it doesn't make us look good, like, war-wise. We definitely look vulnerable, like, fucking dad's drunk, and, you know, you can't let him in the house. I mean, whatever your feelings are, you know, whichever way you lead, you know, so I was talking to somebody about it, and they're like, well, you know, yeah, he's off of that, and he can go to Parler. No, he can't. Because not only is Parler banned, Parler was taken off the internet. Like, they literally have to go to, like, fucking Scandinavia. There's, like, some VPN over there, that are like, or the Isle of Man, that is, like, free access through the world, whatever, and they nothing. You can, like, put your shit through that VPN, I think. It's one of those places. But literally, he's off the airwaves. Now, people are going to say, Parler, what are you talking about, Parler? Parler hates me. I'm not on Parler. All right, let's get that out of the way. I've heard about what is talked about Parler. I've seen a few tweets from Parler. I hear there's a lot of plotting and neo-Nazis and terrible stuff. So, yeah. That should be wiped out. Let's get that out of the way. But I guess what I'm trying to say is, didn't Facebook have a whole, like, plotting terrorist thing? And they weren't banned. They were just, they had to purge that, you know? So I'm not defending that app. I'm just saying, like, you know, so you got people that have this mouth, and then they go over here, and they go, no, you can't say that here. You're going to go here. And then you go, they want to talk, right? Now, forget the bad people. I'm talking about the people, the opinions that are legal that you don't agree with. Forget the illegal people that are plotting illegal things. I'm trying to make this simple for everybody so I can try to present it in a simple way. You can't, like, you know, if you keep, like, here's what I think. Twitter banned the sitting president of the world, right, or president of our country. And I understand why they did that. But, why am I riling this up? Because I think that Twitter and other social media platforms, really, their rules are very bendy. Like, I can log on to Twitter right now, and I can see a grown adult fisting another grown adult. I didn't ask for it. I didn't search for it. But people will send you, like, memes or whatever. And then, bam, you'll see wildly graphic sex stuff. You'll see wildly, like, accident scenes that you don't want to see. You'll see tons of hate, tons of bullying. Like, people, I get a lot of shit, you know, like, people say some gnarly shit to me and about me. And I'm just one little pea in this pot. People get ugly. And I know you say you try to block it and censor, but they get ugly. So my question is, here's what I think the rules should be. If someone is not doing something illegal or putting out hate or doing something immoral, which is harder to judge because everyone's moral code might be different. My moral code might be different than your moral code. That's a harder one to police. But I guess the bigger question is, like, do you want to be banned? Like, that's coming. You don't deny it. Don't deny it. Like, I want you to think about this. Like, please, seriously, like, come on. Like, I want you to open your mind for a second. Please take your ego and your defensiveness and throw it out the door. Okay? They banned the sitting president of the United States while he was in office 10 days before he is done. Hold that. Take that in. Highest office in the world. Active. Banned. But they're going to let you keep your account because you work at shipping and receivables at FedEx. What do you think they're going to do to the guy at Chick-fil-A? What do you think they're going to do to all of us? Now you can say, well, you can take this ground and go, well, I'm not, he's the president, he's powerful, he's, and I'm not saying that stuff. And I, who knows, right? Isn't it really just arbitrary? So, like, the people that are, like, pro-ban, like, that aren't, like, you know, like, actors and comedians and, like, musicians and stuff, I understand it. You know, I may not agree with, like I told you, you should be banned if it's illegal or immoral or, you know, super hate, like, spreading and planning and hate and plotting and all that. But opinions are opinions. But, like, you know, so if you're a comedian, your jokes are going to get banned. I'm sorry. If you're out there saying this is good, okay, well, enjoy the sandbox that you're enjoying. You know, if you're a songwriter, everything, this will be censorship. I'm just telling you, it's just my opinion. You don't have to, like, get crazy with me. I'm already dealing with you in my mind. I'm seeing. Like, I'm telling you, like, and there are people that have been, like, borderline, you know, banned or got hollered at for different, like, social media posts, and they're out there. Fuck him. I'm like, you're right there on that cliff of. But here's the other question I want you to think about. Just hear me out, please. Can you take a second, please? You know, take your little vape. Take your fucking little jewel. Take your cigar. Take a breath. Whatever it is. Do you think it's odd that the dude who is the president of the free world, who has 10 days to go on his deal, is literally being silenced. Like, not taking the nuclear football away from him. Not taking the fucking Air Force One away from him, Marine One. Not taking the Social Security away from him. Not taking the White House away from him. Not taking his bed. Not taking, you know, his power to pardon. They're taking away his mouth. What don't they want him to say? Like, think about it. It's pure physics. Like, energy cannot be created nor destroyed. It is transferred. So you've got all of this energy with this dude and these thing, you know, people behind him. And then you got all this energy with the other dude and these people that are behind him. And the other dude is getting to say his piece. And the other dude is like literally looking for a bullhorn out there like Bane from Batman. Ladies, let your voices be heard. Do not confine to society, the patriarchy. Yeah. Like, he's got 10 days left. He's got the nuclear codes. I mean, you just don't want him to talk? What else could he possibly... I mean, I guess he could say more, but... Just humor me on that thought. Don't you think that's a little... Because think about it. Because that's just going to make the pimple even more... Like... Here's what I think is the problem. And hopefully it's going to change. Well, I don't even know. Here's what I see. Here's what I think it's what's really interesting is that. This is what I see. Why we have problems at the moment with Jamie Kennedy. Well, you know. Like, I do jokes, right? Sometimes I'll do jokes, you know? And I don't really like doing jokes. Like, I really like just being like this. And, you know, if funny that happens, it happens. But I hate having to, like, prepare. And it's a lot of work. You gotta write. And, you know, it's a lot of work. You know, and there's people that are far better at it than me in writing these jokes. I'm better at, you know, performing them. But so, like, let's say I had these jokes, you know, and they're probably like 5 years old, which then was borderline like misogynistic, but it was like a joke, but now they'd be considered like a felony, right? And I was always doing them just to kind of push the button or whatever, right? And some of them were stupid and some of them were hack and some of them were funny, right? So I got the simplest joke, which was when women were complaining about, you know, wanting to be on dollar bill. And I had this joke. I said, women, your money. Your money. You don't even know it. And they're like, yeah, yeah, we're money. And I don't know why I made it sound like birds. And I said, like, women, you're going to be on the $20 bill. I think it was... Harriet Tubman is going to be on the 20 or the 10. And they're like, yeah, yeah. And I said, you know, some women are pissed. They want to be on 100. And they're like, yeah. I'm like, you can't put a woman on 100. You can't trust a woman with all that cash to make like frivolous purchases, you know, buy candles, you know, and sconces. potpourri. And then I'll get like a woman, hey, right? Then I'll say, no, but like some women want to be on the 50. And then we, huh? And I'll be like, because they're always taking half our shit. Psh, big laugh. Psh, and women are like, and guys are like, it's a stupid joke. And then some woman like hollered at me. And she's like, old sexist tropes. You know, which it is. So I got her point. But it's also based off of like, you know, a lot of media that has always said, you know, this guy was blah, 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 and he had to split half of his wife and half and half. And I'm not saying it doesn't happen with women, but, you know, the media played it as like women were like grabbing half. You know, that happened more. I saw those stories more than men. I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying that's what has been ingrained in me. You know, that term gold digger, right? So, when I do that, you know, when I used to do it, women would get mad. It was stand-up comedy club. It would be a stand-up literal club. You have to explain. And, you know, they can get mad. And you can walk out. And you can complain. But you came to a comedy club. You know, it's like getting mad at somebody in the gym when they're sweating on a weight. It's like that's what happens when you work out. You sweat and some might get on the weights. I actually think gyms are fucking bullshit if you drop the weights. I think you should throw when somebody said don't drop the weights, I think you should throw the weights at the mirror and break the mirror and then take all the shards of glass and throw them. Because I think that's what a gym is. And don't drop the weights. I hate that. It makes me want to smash the gym. That's what a gym is. So no, take all the glass, take it off, smash it all to bits. And no one's going to work out. How about that? Because that's what a gym is. And I'm not taking a shot at you, Katie, because I love you. But I have PTSD from a lot of gyms doing that. Yours is different because I love you, although I don't totally agree with it. But there's a couple of lady gym cops in your gym. I went off there again. You know, but you know, when you bake, don't get any flour on the floor. That's what happens when you make a beautiful loaf of bread. Flour gets everywhere. I digress. What am I trying to tell you? Is that fucking, I'm so tired. I guess what I'm trying to say is that you have these thoughts and, you know, people get mad at a comedy club and I saw that stuff coming and then like, there are other comedians that will get mad at a joke. It's like, yo, this is the fucking, we're all in the same, what do I say? Like, group. Like, don't like start cannibalizing. You know what I mean? Like, that's not what it is. Comedy is about trying, you know? So if comedy is a place where you go on stage and you can say anything, pretty much, well, now you can't say anything, but you can say most things. And it's okay because it's a comedy club. So I guess Twitter is not a comedy club. I guess Facebook is not a comedy club. But it's a place to share your thoughts, but it's privately owned, so you can do whatever you want. But if I were to say that joke at Trader Joe's and somebody threw a tangerine in my face and a lady punched me, I would say, yeah, you got it. I deserve that. You know what I mean? And I would just have to take that hit. If a lady was like, while I was waiting behind her and she just slapped me, if I said that joke, that's deserving. You know what I mean? Because that's a public forum and I shouldn't do places that are reserved for the joke. If you're lifting weights at Trader Joe's, you should also... Lady goes, hey, that's okay. Because that's the food spot. The weight spot. The joke spot's the joke spot. If I did it at a dry cleaner, same thing. I get it. So I guess what I'm working through here is what is Twitter? What is social media? What is Instagram? What is I just, how many more fucking annoying, how many more annoying, I'm fine, how many more annoying are we going to, annoying women in thongs are we going to see holding a fit tee with a dumb quote from Edgar Allan Poe? No, I'm serious. Now, that's really serious. How many more dumb, desperate women are we going to see on Instagram wearing a thong, doing a split, holding a fit tee with a quote from Edgar Allan Poe? Why isn't that banned? Because that insults my fucking brain. Somehow I equated that with Trump being banned on Twitter, but I think it makes sense. No, it's sick. It's a sickness. It's sad. It really is. And it actually really is. It's sick. Because you're desperate. You want approval through your ham hocks, which is okay. But just say, look at my ham hocks, baby. Look at these ham hocks. And then I respect that more, as opposed to the fucking bait and switch, which everyone knows is so stupid. Like, then you're insulting my intelligence. You're insulting my intelligence. How did that go from that to that? I don't get it. But I guess what I'm being upset about right now is I just see the level of hypocrisy in the world. Oh, I knew. Remind me. And that's why Hollywood is just kind of like, I'm going like, I swear to God, I love being in stuff. I love being in TV. I love being in movies. Do I want to be in a fucking huge hit movie? Of course I do. I think it's changed. I don't know what it's going to be. I think I've been fortunate to do it a lot. I think, you know, do I love doing stuff on comedy? Yes. I mean, I played 10,000 people in the Philippines. Like, I did that. I'll show you the video. Like, I've lived. I'm fucking so happy just sitting in my garage right now, just talking to people that like me, you know? And the ones that don't like me, I try to convince, but if I can't, I can't. But I guess what I'm trying to say is it's like, oh, all the dumb shit. That's what's just like, I feel like we can't go back to doing the dumb shit, right? Like, we've already seen the wizard, and it's just the wizard is this tall. It's like, I guess my biggest problem is that the right side of the aisle doesn't have the snarkiness of the left side. And the left side is always going to be snarkier because that part of their brain works more. You know what I mean? So they're always going to have a quip, a comeback, a retort. And the right's going to be like, But not everyone on the right's like that. But so I feel like, you know, I don't know. But then I guess the right is like hateful and, you know, can be is racist. But they're not all racist. That's what's so crazy, man. You say anything and you're like a word now. That's the thing. It's like if you say one thing, you're an ist. And you're like, no, I thought I was just a conversationalist. Like, I don't think you should be banned about talking about really about anything. I think because that's how things are demonized. You know, you take the sting off things if you talk about them, and you're like, okay, I didn't pay attention in school. I wanted to quit in eighth grade. You know, I was fucking in a prison, basically. But could have been making money as an actor in commercials by the time I was fucking 12. So just because I didn't like school and didn't do well in it didn't mean I'm not fucking smart. So it's like people are so rigid in their belief system. And that's why you got to take all the information in, You know? And, like, these people are like, that's preposterous. That's... Like, I have this one person that's always hating on me, and I'm like, he said, the Giants, you know, like, the authority, he believes, like, whatever fucking someone in power says. It's like, you have to question everything. That's how you learn, right? That's how you fucking learn. That's how I fucking... I didn't know about podcasting equipment. I had to learn. I didn't know about fucking movies. I had to learn. I didn't know about comedy. I had to learn. I had to fucking learn, man. People don't want you questioning shit. Why? You know why. That's what I don't get. You know why. Stop fucking numbing yourself with booze and fucking weed and pills. Fucking become alert. Drink a green tea. Really ask yourself why. Why don't they, why do they want to stop your curiosity? Why does the powers that be not want you to say certain stuff? You can say that it is this thing of, you know, bad stuff, which that's part of it. You know, inciting violence and stuff, that's definitely part of it. But why else? Come on. My point is, since the great wokeness of 2017, I feel like there's been a real, real, blockage to ideas. It's weird. Like, my sister's a professor, like a hardcore professor. And there's something in the academic world, I forget where, it's called like selective history or something. Someone can figure it out. And so something is written in a history book, and then a student can objective. It's called objective and observable history or something. And it can be based off of, you know, it's like basically kind of like what Cobra Kai is doing right now, where, you know, you would have said, I don't want to tell you too much because the show's amazing, but basically, like, well, you would say something from Daniel LaRusso, and, you know, someone would talk to you about something about what Johnny Lawrence did, and they'd be like, well, that wasn't in the movie. And he'd be like, yeah, but that's what he was feeling, and he was oppressed because blah, blah, blah. And they'd be like, no, he wasn't. Well, Cobra Kai is kind of doing that. They're giving you the other viewpoint of characters and totally enlightening you. It's fucking beautiful, man. It's so good. And it's a real metaphor for life. Like, what are these other people doing that we didn't look at, you know? So students will do that. They'll say, you know, well, Columbus came to America in 1492, whatever, and a student went, well, that's because he came here and he pillaged and stole, and this is what, how he did, and they'll give his backstory, and it's probably true, but, like, the textbook is the textbook, and now people are putting all these alternative things in there, which probably happened, so they have to, like, constantly update their, and it's a pain in the ass, and all the teachers are like, look, we can't fucking keep rewriting history, so there's this mandate to, like, stop objectionable history. It's like, it's basically like, yo, this is what we're teaching, fucking accept it, and then if you want to get your own history, because the internet has basically introduced all these other facts, which is true. And that's why, see, it's like, let's just talk about this. Like, you can have, the internet has done it. It's introduced all of these things. It's disrupted, right, in a beautiful way, but it's introduced other genders, right? It's introduced other orientations, other binaries, other religions, other, you know, Furbies and furries and vampires, you know, like, different people have to be accepted, right? Like, you have to accept that. Where before, it would just be like, what are you talking about? Like, you would laugh. If somebody said, identify as a vampire, you would laugh. And probably a lot of people will laugh now, but there is a group of people that do that. And if you don't accept them, you are prejudiced. And that wouldn't have been that way before. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, I've never seen a society so accepting of so many different things, right? Because we're supposed to accept everything. But then we're stopping other things. You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I identify as Dornabian. You know what I mean? Like, I believe that when I go up on a doorknob, I like to rub my butt against it and insert it in myself. And I pray to the doorknob, and you have to accept that. I'm Dornabian. I mean, that's not a joke. Like, people would really, because you could say that and people would have to accept that. And you could write that down in your work and they could completely, you could say, I'm being oppressed because that's how I feel. So, you know, I'm all for openness, but where does it end? Well, it ends on illegal and what is considered immoral. You know, so you have to figure out what our moral code, we have to make a legal moral code. That would be a good start. A legal moral code. But, so you have to accept all this, which is fine. But you can't accept a sitting president tweeting for 10 more days. Think about that. Think about that, man. Think about that. That's why there's so much fucking cuckoo going on. The messages have never been more mixed. I don't blame people. I feel for you, man. I feel for you. I'm in it with you. People got to stop shitting on conspiracy theorists. Seriously. You got to stop that. You got to fucking stop that. Where there's smoke, there's fire. You got to stop that shit, man. I would love to educate people. Really love to educate you and show you some shit. And then you'd be like, and all I ask you to do is if you tell me if something looks weird, all you have to say is, it's a little weird. That's it. And if that sliver of the door is open, why not walk through? What are you scared of? Your dumb job? Your dumb house? Your stupid apartment? Your stupid beliefs? Your stupid credit card bill? Your fucking surface bullshit conversations? Or are you scared of finding out something? Are you scared of finding out that everything you believe is a lie? You know that's fucking... Yo.
That's not why I came to Hollywood.
Fucking backwards.
Bullshit.
I hate to break it to you.